Greetings, let's now begin. Would you please start the recording? This call will be recorded and transcribed so that you can share it with members of your community. Just briefly, it would be good to start out. I see that there is representation from the RSAC, Lars Johan. ISPs, Alan, NCUC, Bill Drake, and Rafiq for the NCSG, Olivia Crippen-LeBlanc for At-Large, Patrick Falstrom from ESSAC, Louis Lee from the ASO, and German also for ASO NRO, Jonathan Robinson from the GNSO, Michele from the Registrar Stakeholder Group. Do we have others from the BC or the registries?
Yes, this is Elisa Cooper with the BC.
Lisa, welcome. Thank you.
And hi, David. This is Keith from the registries.
And Keith from the registries. Is Christina or someone from the IP community on? Okay, we will begin. I want to just start out by saying the agenda will be as follows, a preface or introduction by myself on the reason for this call, which is basically to exchange information and status reports to the stakeholder advisory committee and supporting organization leaders, to allow Fadi, who is on the call and will be able to provide a some of the overview and his views for you, and then to hear any concerns or comments that you may have, and then finally ending up the call with a discussion and a suggestion from you as to how this should continue going forward. Is it useful? How regular it should be? As this is a complement, as I noted in an earlier message to you all, a complement to our face-to-face discussions at ICANN meetings. We thought that staying in touch on a more regular basis would be helpful to you and to us to provide communications on what the status of various activities are in between the ICANN meetings. And so this is where we're trying this pilot call. I know everyone is all very busy and have other commitments, but we appreciate you being on this call to have us exchange information and hear also your concerns, as this was also expressed in Buenos Aires meeting of the ICANN, to have the more regular communication link to you. With that, I will stop, and again, thank you for being on the call, and turn it over to Fadi, who will be on in a moment, to discuss what's on his mind and some of the status reports that he has. Fadi?
Yes, hello everyone. I just want to apologize for being on a cell call. The ride from the airport here in Sao Paulo to the hotel has taken much longer than anticipated due to traffic delays. I should be at the hotel shortly and will drop off and switch to hopefully a better line when I'm there. Can you hear me all right, though, so far?
Sounds good, Fadi.
Okay, very well. Well, again, first of all, many, many thanks all of you for coming to this first of, I hope, many calls for us to all stay in sync as we proceed with our work at ICANN. Frankly, this call was a result of input and listening that I did in Buenos Aires, when many of you and many people in the community signaled to me that our agenda and our activities and the level of engagement that we have on so many fronts has grown, and that the community needs to feel more, let's say, aligned and synchronized with all of what you're doing at ICANN maybe in a sequence that is a little bit more frequent than the three ICANN meetings. And frankly, the gap between where we were moving specifically in Buenos Aires on the subject of internet governance and how fast we were able to keep you all up abreast and to listen to you as we went along was growing large. And I think, as all of you know, it resulted in the need in Buenos Aires to add some sessions early on one morning and a lot of other also smaller sessions so that everyone can stay abreast of what's going on. So the intent of this, frankly, is a reaction to that need. I need your help to shape this call, to decide together how often we want to do it between ICANN meetings, and to ensure that it serves its purpose and that it's not just another one-way call, but rather a time for us to listen to each other and to reflect and to adjust our path as we move forward. Let me start by giving you a little bit of a beginning of year heads up. First of all, just so I can be clear and transparent with you, my personal goals, my CEO goals, on which I will be measured by our board of directors for this trimester, have a balanced focus on ICANN internal operational excellence, as well as on some external activities, as I'm sure you're aware of them. So, for example, I have a good chunk of my focus on management development. 30% of my focus this trimester is to help my own team, leaders, executives, and rising stars within our staff with management development, discipline. And this is important because I want to, frankly, put personal time to ensure that we institutionalize ICANN's operational excellence, that it is not just represented because of individuals, but rather because there's deeper staff development that is taking place. And as you know, we established for the first time in the HR department now an actual HR development arm, which we didn't have before, to make sure we work with our teams and build proper disciplines and knowledge and coaching, all metrics driven, so that we can enhance our management capability. The second major goal I have is to finalize a true deep assessment.
Quadi's line drop. We'll try to reconnect him. Hold on one moment, please.
Okay, thanks, Byron.
Thanks, Byron. Hold on.
Can somebody sing or something in the interim just to make it a little bit more interesting?
I could try, McKaylee. I will do that. Hold on.
So this is Keith. While Fadi is rejoining, I think we can probably just jump in here and talk about how frequently we, the community, would like to have this call. I think it's incredibly helpful to have these calls and to have them on a regular basis. I think whether it's biweekly or monthly or something like that would make a lot of sense, and probably in part be driven by the activities, the things that are going on, the things that that Fadi himself are involved in.
Okay, Keith, we'll hold that concept about
sure.
Public reports.
Yep.
Fadi, please continue.
My apologies to all of you. And if this happens again, I will call again with apologies. So I was just saying that we're building a very deep dashboard with metrics that will allow us to track progress across all of ICANN's goals and operations according to the 4x4 model that I shared with you many times before. This dashboard metrics is it's misleading to call it a dashboard because it's about 20 dashboards or so. But for me and for our leadership team, it's going to be the way we manage on a weekly basis and even on a live basis the progress across every area of ICANN's activities. The first version of that dashboard I will share with my management team next week after we've worked with them to develop it. But I'm hoping that by the end of this trimester, this becomes a living dashboard for us to ensure that ICANN performs its functions on a day-to-day basis. The third area I'm going to be focused on is to really strengthen our technical area, our technology and technical area, both on the IT side as well as on the technology know-how side and the relation with our community in areas of technology. This is an area that has been weak lately at ICANN and frankly one of the last areas where I need to shore up the executive level and ensure that we have higher quality structures and sufficient resources that are empowered so we can build good confidence in the technology and technical areas. I certainly will be working to continue what we started on the internet governance side, and that constitutes kind of the last part of my goals for the trimester. And I'm not going to get into this deep. You're already well aware of all the activities we're doing in that area. So I just wanted to start at least with my goals so you see a little bit where my personal time will be spent over this T2 trimester. In terms of what's happening ahead of us, this month is getting everybody back in gear. I just spent a day at the Harvard University, MIT University, yearly day conference on cyber governance and cyber security. This was an extremely valuable forum, met many of the leading academics in the world that look at cyber governance as well as overall governance. So I spent 2-3 hours with Professor Joseph Nye, who was the head of the Kennedy School of Government, who wanted to understand a lot more what we're doing. And these are relationships and exchanges that help us ensure that the establishment, in a way, around the world is also aware of what we're doing in these areas. I just landed in Brazil, where I'll be spending the next 24 hours with our friends at CGI and the Brazilian government to ensure that we are well synchronized ahead of the Brazil conference next year. So just a day here to work with them very closely on some of the many questions that the community has been waiting to get answers on. Just would like to advance that agenda a little bit with them. Next week is a special week, and I want to tell you about it because we've done it once before, and it was a huge success. Twice a year, we're going to reserve a week for overall management work at ICANN, where we bring together on Monday and Tuesday leaders of ICANN, and we're about 10. These are the management leaders, I should say, not the overall leaders. We're all leaders of ICANN, but management staff leaders of ICANN. We bring them together for a couple of days where we discuss strategic matters and we talk together about the half year ahead and the key things we will focus on. And then for Wednesday and Thursday, the rest of the executive team joins us, so we grow then from about 10 people to about 35 people. So these are all the executives of ICANN that generally have management responsibility or major project responsibility. And again, we do two things with them. We look over the next 6 months of activities. but we also spend quite a bit of time doing what I would call staff development, management development, training on various skills and capabilities. And then the last day of the week, which is Friday, each leader spends the day with their own executives to make sure that we take the learnings of the week and plot forward together what each departmental leader will do in the 6 months ahead. So that's the, we call this, in case you hear about it or you hear people at that camp telling you you're heading there, we call it the base camp. And we do it, again, twice a year, once in January and once in the summer. Then I'm heading to Davos. As you know, Davos is the yearly event that the WEF holds. And as you know, we partnered with the WEF for the Internet Governance Panel. So Professor Schwab, who runs the WEF, invited me to run a session at the WEF about the panel and Internet Governance. President Tumas Eels of Estonia, who's also the chair of our panel on Internet Governance, will be joining me. And we will be meeting with many of the business leaders in the world. We are estimating about 30 to 50 CEOs of major companies in the world, and these come from all industries, as well as about 100 to 150 other senior-level attendees will join us at that session. So that's kind of what's coming up next, and of course all of this gets capped with the board workshop, which takes place in the first few days of February. So I'll be heading back to LA, obviously, for that. And then lastly, I just want to mention to you that, as I had mentioned many times before, in 2014, I plan to divide my living between the three operational hubs of ICANN. So that plan is coming to fruition, and I'm, you know, it hasn't caused the divorce yet, but I am moving to live in and work out of our Singapore hub from mid-February till end of April. Then I'll be doing the same with Istanbul later next year. So this is just a quick update. At the end of this call, I want to make sure we reserve just a few minutes so you can guide me as to how you want this call to happen, and I'm happy to change it any way you think is fit. I intend it to be more informal than formal, so I can listen to you as well and make sure that you guide me and you give me some tips as to what's happening on your end and how I can guide the ICANN staff to serve you better and serve our community better. You know that I'm committed to that, and I'll do whatever is necessary to get there. So let's reserve a few minutes just at the end to agree, is this the right group? Do we need to add other people? Should I invite my whole leadership team to this call? Do we do it once between ICANN meetings, twice? This is the kind of feedback I hope I can get from all of you. So with this, I'm just going to give it back to David and open the floor for any questions, comments, interest. I'm quite open. I'll put you on mute so you don't have to hear the background.
Thank you, Fadi. I will either recognize with the hands raised in the Adobe Connect or just let me know who would like to ask a question. There was a question during your discussion, Fadi, from Jonathan Robinson about is the board involved in this management session that you're having with the management team? Or is it only the staff next week?
No, so Monday. You know, the 10 or so leaders, you know them, you know, Akram, myself, John Jeffrey, Sally, David, et cetera. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, it's all the executives that will then join us. And there will be about 35 executives or so. And we have certain criteria that basically define who is an executive and how they become part of that team. We have established some very good rigor in, you know, tracking who are these people and how do we build also talent in that area. And then on Friday, it's just each leader and their own executives. The board is not part of that arrangement.
Jonathan Robinson also asks, what can we do to help you? What do you need from us to support you, especially in international forums?
Well, I must tell you that we have not, if I can be very direct here, Jonathan, and I'm using this as also a chance to talk and learn openly. We have not done yet a very good job aligning the activities that we're doing in a more dynamic way with all of you, so that we can be, you know, closer partners as we go through these activities on a global basis. We have not done that. In my opinion, we should do more of that. If you're asking me just, you know, tactically right now, what do I see as immediate things you could be helping me with? I think more than anything else, I need to get from you feedback on the executive dashboard as soon as it's ready. So I intend to share with you how I am measuring ICANN so that you can tell me these are the wrong measurements. These are not the things you should be spending time and treasure on, because we think these are the other things. This is an extensive set of metrics. So by the end of this trimester, so sometime by Singapore, I intend to have the dashboard ready for operational use, which means between now and then, I might reach out to all of you or some of you, whoever is interested, you can let me know, and ask you to please take a look at these metrics and tell me what you think, so we ensure we are managing, frankly, the right things, the right levers. Now, on another note, I think that in the international fora and when it comes to issues related to internet governance, there is a huge amount of help that I need from all of you as it relates to bringing our community together. There will be a major push by myself and others at ICANN and the weeks ahead on OneNet as a place for all the community, not just the ICANN community, to start giving us some real feedback, because, frankly, I don't want to end up with simply what the high-level panel came up with. And that would be a shame. That would mean that all of our bottom-up efforts and community efforts ended up with, you know, 18 people kind of guiding a very, very important conference in Brazil on the future of how internet governance mechanisms will work. So this is an area where I need all of us to be involved, engaged, thoughtful, understanding of all the pieces that are being developed, and to the extent we need to do that, not on this call because that will chew a lot of time, but maybe we need just a quick update after Davos on exactly where everything stands between Brazil, the high-level panel, and OneNet, so that all of us are equally invested in going to our community and engaging them. I need input. We need input, all of us. So at this point, I'm going to just ask if I could hang up and dial back in exactly 3 minutes so I can get into a quieter place and call you back. So if you would forgive me, I had not planned for this to be like this, but I arrived late. So just give me 3 minutes, and I'll let you have a conversation until I get back. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Fadi. We'll wait for you to return. In the meantime, I would just like to recap some of the questions that are coming up in the queue, as well as recognize, as soon as Fadi comes back, Bill Drake and Patrick Falstrom will be next on the queue. In particular, Jonathan Robinson asked about, because his microphone is not there, asked about when he said alignment, is it because we are not aligned, or is it just to have more cooperation and understanding of issues? Michele asked about draft dashboard. Could there be a screenshot, or how could they share it? And I think we'll get to that, but there will be a way of sharing that dashboard with the group here. And Rafik asked about the cross-community working group on IG, and I think it was Michele talking about the INET mailing list and the troubles with that. So we'll get back to those questions when Patty comes back on.
David, in the interim, do you want to gather some feedback on the frequency of the calls and things like that?
Yes, we can go back to that discussion, Michele. Thank you very much. Both Keith and Jonathan Robinson mentioned that this would be a good idea to have regular calls. Again, Fadi had noted, and it would be interesting to hear your views on is it monthly that we do this, and should other members of the senior ICANN management team be on that call as well? He mentioned that he wants to keep it rather informal in terms of discussions, and so again, just updates from maybe the ICANN management and other questions and or information you want to share with us. That would be a way of doing it. Is there further thought on the frequency?
As I was the one who kind of interrupted David. Oh, is that, or is that Fadi who's come back? Is Fadi come back?
Sorry,
okay,
about
Fadi,
that.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. We'll come back to this, David.
No, that's fine. I did hear the questions because I was still in the elevator, but I heard all of them. So very quickly, Jonathan, it's the latter, not the earlier. I don't think there is misalignment. I just want to make sure we're working with each other so we can keep up to date with what is happening. And then as our community comes to you, because you are our leaders, all of you, that people feel that they are getting the right answers and the right support and guidance. And then me getting the feedback, hopefully through all of you, as we move forward, not just on internet governance matters, but on everything we're doing at ICANN. I feel that I'm candid about this. I will tell you that in the last year of my tenure, I focused initially heavily when I came on board on staff and staff coherence and breaking a lot of, frankly, the miscommunications lines and the breaking the walls that existed within staff. And then I did the same between staff and board, and that took a lot of effort as well. And I think we've achieved that with the board. So here I'm reaching out to do, frankly, to put effort in the same way with all of you, with our community, and spend more time ensuring that there is not too much of a gap between the speed at which we're moving. And ICANN staff has grown. I mean, we're going to reach 300 people. When I started, we were 120. This is a very different staff level of activity, and the community clearly in Buenos Aires was saying too much too fast. We're just not keeping up with all the things going on. So I'm not sure how we're going to kind of synchronize these clocks, but we have to. If we don't, we have a problem. So I'm starting this dialogue just so I learn with you more. Is it to modulate down what we're doing? Is it to communicate more and maybe divide some tracks of listening and responsibility? Is it both? I need to figure that out. The second question was, I have to be helped now. I didn't sleep much last night. There were three questions that were said when I was coming.
Yeah, the second question related to the cross-community working group on internet governance. Rafik was asking about how you saw that going forward.
I'm waiting. I mean, from my perspective, this was a superb initiative in Buenos Aires. And frankly, I'm not sure exactly where the working group is, and I'm hoping it has been put together and formed. And maybe you can update me, Rafiq, or anyone. And to the extent that working group is ready, we need to very quickly engage with you, come up with a model to brief you in a more regular way, and maybe that becomes the venue to stay completely aligned on internet governance. But I'm very, very welcoming of the initiative that was made in Buenos Aires. I just don't know where the group is at the moment. Maybe you could tell me.
Rafiq, did you want to make some comments, or should we just come back to that a little later? Because we also have Teresa Swinehart here as well, who could provide a comment.
Sure, I'd be happy to. But I'd really like to hear Rafiq as well. I think that the calls have been very useful, and I think, as Fadi has indicated, it's a very useful forum and avenue for the dialogue. And I appreciate that the working group is at this point working on its charter overall, and I think that this is a very helpful step for moving these discussions forward and really utilizing the expertise that exists within the ICANN community overall and working together on mechanisms and input into many of these different processes while still keeping the dialogue within the ICANN community. So those would be my initial comments on that, but Rafiq, I'd be very receptive to hearing your thoughts.
And in the Adobe room, Rafiq put in about the work effort on the charter moving forward and thanking people for their inputs on that. With that, I know there was the final question that Patrick Falstrom had in the chat was the problem with the INET emailing list or the mailing list not being usable. That was the final comment in our chat. Patrick, did you want to go more fully on it? And then I'll go back to Bill Drake and Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc. Patrick?
Yes, thank you very much, and good afternoon, good morning, or whatever time zone you are in, Fadi, and all the others. One of the problems with the OneNet is of course the mailing list that people are using is quite high traffic and high volume traffic, because of the of sort of the non-charter for the mailing list and people don't really know how to stay focused, and because there's no real charter for the mailing list, there's also not really a possibility for people to say no to certain threads. There is an incredible amount of everything from naive questions and issues to things that we already discussed in 1990 regarding internet governance, which means that to me and a few others, and also including, for example, Michaela, that is also on this call, have more or less given up on the mailing list because it's not really useful. So as it is at the moment, So I'm greatly worried that you and others are pointing, you Fadi and others are pointing to the OneNet. So when there is so much more regarding the structuring of the discussion to be able to extract what is useful from it. So I think at the moment I encourage you, Fadi, to be a little bit careful of just pointing to OneNet because people are confused. They're trying to engage, they are reading the mailing list, they're participating in the mailing list, and they get hundreds and hundreds of email messages a day, which are more or less, I'm very close myself to classify 95% of those as spam, and that's not really good. So the question for all of us is how to make the OneNet useful, because it is not at the moment, and I don't really know where we can go from now, where we should go, in what direction.
Thank you, Patrick. Teresa has a comment.
Patrick, I think you've highlighted one of the key challenges of community engagement, community dialogue, and then how to move these things towards a very substantive tracks and discussions. And I think the experience that many of you have had in different forums about how to help put together a hybrid model in the context of the OneNet to do that would be incredibly helpful. I do know that the steering group, or if we want to call it the coordination group, they're still deciding on the name, is scheduled to have a conference call on Monday. And this constitutes the representations that's been identified from the business community, the civil society, academia, and the technical community is still looking for their candidates and should have those soon. I think one key action item for that group would be worth suggesting that they look at establishing a charter and agreeing on that and putting that out onto the mailing list and providing some clear guidelines for conduct and discussions on the mailing list. But I would very much welcome insights and ideas from this group here on what other initiatives could be undertaken, especially based on many people's experiences from, you know, the IETF and dialogues there and other forums, and what you've seen as successful approaches.
Thank you, Teresa. Bill Drake, then Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc, and then I know Christina Rosette has a comment and a question on the INET discussions. Bill Drake.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I recognize that there are a lot of organizational management and other issues that probably this group would like to talk to Fadi about beyond the little world of Internet governance, and so I don't mean to overly steer things in that direction, which I happen to be personally involved in, but I do have a couple of questions about that specifically. Just first of all, a comment about the OneNet thing. I don't really know how Fadi or the staff or anybody else can fix the problems of OneNet, and particularly the OneNet list, particularly given that the role of ICANN in the OneNet process is in the minds of many of the people who are causing a lot of contestation, problematic. So trying to have ICANN assert greater direction, provide greater direction to the thing may not be the most effective strategy, and I'm not sure what is. More generally, though, I just wanted to say two things real quick. One, for years, when NCSG has met with the board at our ICANN meetings, I've asked board members for a better working relationship between the community and the board global relationship committee, and basically never got anywhere. And it now seems to me that with all that's going on, which can't be unstarted, I mean, there's, you can't really modulate down, all you can do is coordinate more. But with all that's going on, the need for really building that relationship between everybody in the leadership level and the community and getting more effective aggregation of inputs and views is really becoming more striking. And so all I can say is we really need to, particularly with the timeline for Sao Paulo, to really up the game in terms of the communication and information sharing there at all levels. Last point, I just wanted to ask Claudia if you could just say something about what's going to be discussed in Sao Paulo, because there are a lot of people on the OneNet list and various other lists I'm on, which are generating hundreds of messages a day now, who are completely paranoid and viewing this meeting in Sao Paulo as like a Rorschach test and projecting all kinds of fantasies onto it. I understood it to just be a logistical meeting, but if there's more coming out of it that could be said about it, that would be useful to know. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, very much for the lucid comments that you always share. And let me just start with the top part you mentioned. I think everyone here needs to be aware that we're not in control of OneNet. OneNet was precisely built because the dialogue needs to be much bigger than ICANN. And therefore, that comes with its own perils, right? It is... we've been working for weeks with Adiel, who took a leadership role, the CEO of Afrinet, to make sure that a committee is built, a steering committee of sorts that has representation from all parts of the community. And he's almost there. I understand, in terms of getting the business industry side, as well as the civil society side and the technical side and the various parts of the community, to actually nominate people, not to be their representatives, but to at least liaise together on how the OneNet dialogue can grow in a more structured way. Because I agree with Patrick, it's attracted a lot of people, and the lack of structure has made it a bit chaotic. Having said that, this is dialogue. I mean, this is what dialogue is. And we know that from having been on lists for years. There are some parts of it you need to tune out. But of course, structure is needed, and some rules of engagement are needed. But again, ICANN couldn't do them. It's not ICANN's job to do it. Nor is it really AFRINIC's job, even if it's in the lead. We need all the community to come together, and that's what's been attempted. And we're now hoping that within a few days, a few weeks, at the latest, all of this will be put together, and we will have a more structured forum. And here, back to Jonathan Robinson's question, this is a place where, you know, all of you could help me ensure that the community, again, doesn't think we are managing OneNet. No, OneNet is a big forum. It will have a lot of people coming to it. We haven't even started letting the world really know that it exists. Once we do, it will be even busier than now. But we won't do that till we have a proper set of engagement frameworks and discussion chats, and that's in process now. But please do help me in the community to make sure our members, who are very experienced in this, participate and guide. There are also people who think that if OneNet fails, ICANN fails. The ICANN community shows that it can't put a global dialogue together. I know that. And there are some of these people are frankly people who parade as our friends, who would like to see OneNet fail because they'd rather be the forum or they'd rather direct their own forums. OneNet should not eliminate any other forum. It does not eliminate ICANN's community's ability to discuss or any other community to discuss. But it is a place we're hoping that will become a fulcrum of the discussion in a very intense phase, as Bill said, where we need more than ever to be deeply coordinated. Your second point, Bill, was about the fact that you've asked the board for many years that the Global Relations Committee meet with the community and kind of stay more in touch. I couldn't agree more with you that we are at a time where, you know, even skipping one beat is dangerous when there are so many moving parts. So I'm hoping that the cross-community working group that is being chartered and formed now will become the place where this community, the ICANN community, which includes board, staff, and all the community members, together get together in a very structured and regular way, coordinate activities, and ensure we don't skip a beat. So I can't wait for this to happen, and you can count on my full support, Tarek's full support, Teresa's, all of us, to ensure that this cross-community working group is effective and is supported, so then ICANN also has its place in this overall debate. And your last point, Bill, was about Sao Paulo. So originally, yes, this was intended to be the first meeting of the committee that Virgilio is heading to set a lot of the key parameters for the Brazil meeting. But to my disappointment, only the business community has named through OneNet its representatives for the Brazil meeting. The technical community, of which we are part, is still not there, nor is civil society. So until we have these names in place, we cannot hold a proper meeting. So then when we couldn't do that, and given that we're now starting to count days away from the Brazil meeting, we said, fine, let's use the time to advance as fast as we can the logistical side, how we are managing the logistics of the meeting. So I'm here only with Nick Tomaso, who's offering his support to the CGI folks to make sure that logistically things are getting ready. There's a million details, as you know, in running a meeting of this size, so we're going to continue to support our Brazilian partners here and ensure that we give them all the help we can. But there will be no quote-unquote decisions or pronouncements made because we do not have the executive committee. Having said that, that committee needs to meet in full and start doing its business, its work, in my opinion, in the next 2 weeks, maximum 3 weeks. If we don't, we risk the whole meeting. And once again, I mean, Bill, you know that more than anyone. There are many people who would like to see the Brazil meeting fail. I hope that what's driving the delays is benign rather than efforts by some people to see this thing, come spiraling down. I think if it does spiral down, we lose a tremendous opportunity to at least focus the minds of the world on alternative solutions that are aligned with our model and philosophy of how we would like the internet governed. But I hope that helps a little bit, Bill, and you certainly can communicate with me if I can be helpful for it.
Thank you, Fadi. We have three other people in the queue, Olivier, Michele, and then Christina Rosette. Olivier, you're next, please.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, quite clearly.
Fantastic. Okay, well, just a few things. First, with regards to the cross-community working group, I'm co-facilitator with Rafiq, and a sub-team is working on putting together a charter. At the same time, discussions are starting, and I'm a little concerned about the time it's taking for those discussions to start. The discussions are starting, being focused on what the deliverables of this working group should be. And whilst we have asked Teresa on the last call to provide us with some guidance, her response was that it really is down to the working group to come up with those deliverables and deciding on what the deliverables will be. I'd be interested in hearing from Fadi perhaps some ideas about what he thinks would be useful for ICANN as far as deliverables are concerned. Bearing in mind, of course, that this might just be a sort of general guidance, and I think that the working group will come up with quite a sizable set of deliverables that should be very helpful for this community. That was the first question. I don't know, shall I go through all the different points I want to deal with, or should we do them one at a time?
Well, in the interest of time, Olivier, why don't I, instead of laying out my ideas right now, it'll take a lot of time, when is the next working group meeting, and why don't I plan to bring my ideas there and share them with the whole group?
That would be absolutely great, Fadi. Thank you. It's Olivia speaking. That's great. So that call we'll arrange afterwards, after this call. So now with regards to OneNet, there certainly is a concern, and I'm switching hats here. I'm now putting the ALAC chair hat on. There is a rather large concern from our community that the groups so far have been following the traditional UN breaking down of the world, which effectively is civil society, business, technical, and academia. And for some reason, by the way, nowhere in any of Adil's messages are governments mentioned, which seem to be saying that governments are taking on a totally separate track, which therefore totally destroys the multi-stakeholder model. We would have thought that they would have all been part of these discussions leading up to Brazil. So that's the first concern. We don't see governments mentioned anywhere. But then the bigger concern we have specifically for at large is that our community does not fit specifically in one of these sub-boxes. We have a multi-stakeholder model within at large, and whilst it's of course easier for the business community, for example, to select people because they're very homogeneous, us not being homogeneous makes it very difficult. And I understand that this is the case with also other parts of ICANN. I can imagine the ISPs, for example, or some of the CCTLD operators, some of which are, I guess, technical in nature, but some are businesses, some are civil society run. So it's a little bit difficult to understand where we fit in there. And as a result, we haven't nominated anyone to any of these committees which were put together and are concentrating on bringing input through the cross-community working group rather than indulging in, what should we call it, slogging of whatever slogans it is on the OneNet discussion list and contributing to even filling it with more junk than what it currently has. So we're quite concerned about this, and I wondered whether you could offer some guidance as to what one should do in this position.
So just too quickly, and Teresa, help me out here. First of all, I'm hoping, Teresa, that you have visibility that the OneNet list will soon have far less of a long list of people, as many here are complaining, and me too have complained, but rather a more structured set of forms of discussion. And my understanding is that the website itself will be adding this capability very shortly in the next few days, at which point discussions will move, I hope, from these massive lists onto more structured fora of discussion. In terms of the participation of ALAC, we'll never probably find a perfect formula for having everyone represented on the steering committee. There's only one steering committee for OneNet. It's kind of the committee that is acting more as a liaison to all the communities. Now, where I think we could be clever here is when the working group is set up and working, the cross-community working group, which again, I thank you, Olivier, for your personal leadership in making that happen, then that working group should very quickly think how it's going to liaise into OneNet and the steering committee of OneNet, and certainly into the discussion tracks that will shortly be set up by the steering committee. This is, I think, how we will ensure that everyone in at large is contributing, not necessarily in the silos of civil society, business, whatever, but rather in the substantive discussions, because the discussion groups will not be around constituencies, they will be around topics. So that, I think, is what's key. And of course, once we have the steering committee in place, our working group, the ICANN working group, needs to be well, let's say, well aligned with as many members as possible of that steering committee. And hopefully some of the members of the steering committee are in the working group as well. Let's manage this well together and carefully, Olivier, as the working group comes together and becomes strong. I think it will have a very key role in even making OneNet successful.
Thank you, Fadi. And if I can just add one more sentence, and I guess we can continue this discussion during the cross-committee working group call next week. There is a real concern also in our community with regards to the geographic diversity of the makeup of those working groups that are being put together by OneNet and by the Brazil conference. And that's one thing which I don't have an answer to either, I'm afraid.
Yeah, look, on the Brazil conference side, the diversity is going to be quite significant. I mean, I was briefed a little bit by Virgilio on the phone a few days ago on the countries that are being brought together and the diversity they're seeking, and it's actually quite impressive. I'm less concerned there. I was concerned that many of the OneNet names that were fielded for the business side were highly U.S.-centric, and I voiced that concern to Teresa, who is my liaison to kind of the OneNet world, as well as to Adiel. And I'm hoping that we fix that soon, through activism. We should get on board and tell them, look, this is not a picture of the world. This is maybe a picture of business in the United States, and that's fine. This is important. But there are also... So I'm with you on that. And again, these are areas where we should all be very alert, and the working group you're forming, in my opinion, will be ICANN's voice into the OneNet, and here's another example of an area where we should raise our voice and fix it.
We are at the five-minute mark. Olivier, do you have other points? Because I just would like to recognize Byron and then possibly Michele before we go to a wrap-up on frequency of the meeting.
No other points. It's Olivier speaking. Thank you very much.
And Christina will answer the question about the INET discussions as well. Byron, would you want to ask your question since you have not had a chance to?
And David, this is Heather Dryden. Could you just put me in the queue very briefly?
Yes, Heather. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure, thanks. This is Byron, and it's more of a comment than a question. Within the CCNSO, we have organized ourselves with an informal working group where we're covering off the various activities. One that being an example, the high-level panel, as well as the two working groups around the Brazil conference. So we have individuals within our community tasked for covering those and, of course, trying to make sense of them. All the comments made thus far on OneNet, I think, are absolutely valid. So we have a regular, or at least about every 3 weeks, call to coordinate and to just to share with each other in the community what's happening on all of these different fronts and try to make sense and aggregate the different threads. So I just want to let the rest of you know that, and also for Fadi, if there's a way to make use of that or to share information with our ad hoc working group, I put it out there.
It's very helpful. Thank you, Byron. And I mean, to the extent your ad hoc working group could also be, synced with the overall cross-community working group, that would be great. But we will keep that in mind, Teresa, as we update the community that the CC community already has some vehicle for us to talk to them. But I hope we also align these with the cross-community group so that we're all one in that.
Sure, and we do have people covering the cross-community working group. And I don't put it out to the body, but I mean, we have folks on the call right now, too, if there's any way that we can bring value together by doing this.
Thank you, Bert.
Michele, do you, you're next, then Christina, then Heather. That will have to cut off the list then. Michele, do you have any other comments?
I'm going to, in the interests of making the Canadians happy and keeping governments happy, I'll cede to Heather.
Thank you very much. Quickly, Christina, you had a comment on INET discussions. Did you want to ask that question? And we can answer that question directly with you in the chat. I'll now move to Heather Dryden. Heather, please.
Thank you, and thank you, Michele, for so graciously giving me the floor. Just to let colleagues know that we're also trying to come to grips with these various efforts underway currently, and I think the Brazil event is perhaps the most pressing event or thing to be attentive to currently. The way that we try to organize ourselves in the GAC is with the chair and vice chairs holding biweekly calls where we talk about a range of things to organize the GAC's work. And as far as OneNet specifically, with that particular stream of work, it's not a structure that's really conducive for government representatives to participate in. That kind of volume of back and forth with emails and so on. When we've tried that within the ICANN community, I know that's been very challenging for governments. So just keep that in mind. With the cross-community effort, I participate when I can, as well as one of the vice chairs from Trinidad and Tobago, Tracy Hackshaw. And so we're wanting to be part of that process and to contribute to some outputs using that particular mechanism. What does preoccupy me at the moment, however, is that I'm aware that Brazil is wanting to work with a small number of governments in order to help organize, and at one point there was an announcement about some kind of governmental advisory committee. I don't believe it's any kind of reference to the GAC at ICANN, but I really would like to be able to provide information to colleagues in the GAC and use the GAC as a means for simply increasing their level of information about the planning process, and so we're really not there yet, and this is something that I think it would help us to have better clarity on from a government perspective, and that includes the GAC as being a channel. So whether it's CGI that can help guide us, whether it's possible for the representative from Brazil, perhaps, to bring us up to speed, or whether they just have entirely separate channels in mind for reaching out to governments. It's not entirely clear to me, but I do think it's really important to get clarity on that, as well to recognize that we need to be part of this community effort. I think it's a fair enough point that you made, Olivier, in this discussion. So, and then just to conclude, I think it's great that we're having these calls. Clearly, there's an interest in doing this. So thanks to Fadi and to David for setting it up.
Thank you, Heather. Just a quick note, there will be more that I could share with you, I could call you or connect with you to share with you, but the Brazilians, when they announced in the press release the organizing committees, there were four. All of the committees, the top two committees, the high-level committee and the committee that will manage largely the content of the event and the invitations and so on, these will be including both governments and the community. And they've asked the OneNet Dialogue platform to be the source of the names for the non-governmental representatives on these committees. Then there was a third committee that is purely logistics, and that's a local organizing committee. There will obviously be no governments on it, although the government of Brazil is involved with CGI to do that. And the fourth and last committee is a pure governmental committee, which will be designed for any government that would like to participate, give input, and they will soon announce how that modality will work through their foreign office. So that's the fourth one. And finally, just to let you know, the Brazilians have been far better than us, by us I mean OneNet, on getting their ducks aligned in terms of getting governments on their committees. So they're, in a way, ahead of us. They've already selected the governments that will be on the high-level committee. They're calling them co-sponsor governments for the event. You, of course, publicly have seen one, which was France. When François Hollande visited Rousseff recently, she asked him to be for France to join, and he agreed. And since then, I know the French government has appointed people to start working with them. Now, there are nine other governments that I understand unofficially have been invited also to join that high-level committee. And so that's already moving forward. They have not announced them, obviously, because they're waiting to hear back from them. And I know that as of today, they heard back only from one. So these invitations went out in the last few days only to these governments. But this is a slower, it should have been a much slower process than OneNet, because that's government and machinery and diplomatic, but it moved faster than OneNet. OneNet has yet to name its members on the Brazilian committees, only business, in respect of the business side, only business and industry have already done so. I hope this is helpful. And after I come back from Sao Paulo, Heather, I may have a lot more data. And if I do, I'll be happy to share it with you so we make sure you and our GAC members and leadership are fully abreast. That's part of our job at ICANN, is to make sure that all of you as members of the ICANN community, anything we know, you should know, so that you can leverage that to energize your community and to exercise our obvious participatory rights in all these four.
Thank you, Fadi. Now we want to just devote a few minutes to the frequency and ongoing nature of this type of call, though we've had intermittent comments both in the chat and on this call that the frequency, it would be very helpful to establish it. Monthly was kind of a general view. Someone talked maybe more frequently, but I think if we establish it monthly and calendared on a frequency basis, and if something else comes up, we can surely add another session, and that representatives can designate a substitute if they cannot, or a deputy if they cannot attend. That would be another good idea. And also, we will be sharing the transcripts and the chat with all of you, and including our ICANN senior executives, so that we have a good idea of what has transpired here, and also possibly to use the cross-community working group on internet governance as another vehicle for sharing information and consultations. That is kind of the takeaway I had gotten from the various comments in the chat and on the phone and through emails. I would then like to hear if that's captured correctly or other ideas.
So just so I understand, David, are you suggesting then that maybe in the months where we do not have an ICANN physical meeting, in other words, the other 9 months of the year, we'd have a one-hour call during these 9 months that we would, I hope, schedule now for the rest of the year so we don't have to look for these hours as things get busy. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes, that is what I'm suggesting, so that there is an established date and that people can plan for it. And obviously, if something comes up, that can change, but I think it'd be good to put that on the calendar in between the face-to-face meetings we do at ICANN sessions. And if that's how we best proceed, I will do a communication and set that up. And obviously, it's flexible and it should be according to your needs. But we'd be happy to do that as a beginning and schedule something for February at a time probably mid-February as well for an hour call and proceed from there.
Okay.
With that, I would like to just ask Fadi any other concluding remarks, and then I'd be happy to call the meeting to an end. Fadi?
Yeah, thank you, David. Thank you. I'm going to be looking forward to these calls, and I hope you will send me and David any ideas on how to make them better or more to the point of addressing what we need to do together. But I'm flexible, as I'm sure you know, and we can work on these calls in any way you think would make them better calls. We can make them topical. We can make them general, as we did today. I'm very open, and please do share your ideas so we can make them a good use of our time. I want you to, please, I want to again advertise the cross-community working group that ALAC took the lead in setting. This is an important place where we can keep the internet governance discussions up to date and fresh. So do please, as communities, participate in this, and let's make this happen quickly. So again, that subject also doesn't end up sucking all the oxygen from this call. So this call can be broader than that and addressing a lot of things, and let the cross-community working group kind of become the place where we can focus specifically on the internet governance matters. But Happy New Year. That's, I think, an important wish for all of us. We more than happy, hopefully, productive and prosperous for all of you and your families. I look forward to a great year again with you. Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you to all the community leaders for taking the time to be part of this, to tell us the value of the such calls. And I will be working diligently to program these on calendars. And please send me any other comments and suggestions for agendas. I'll make sure that we remain in contact so this becomes a vibrant and useful exchange of information and updates as we go in between our face-to-face meetings at ICANN. So with that, I would like to wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be, and thank you again for your help and cooperation.